program is brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
You let your circumstances talk to you instead of you talking to your circumstances. Quit talking to God about what He's already done. Quit talking to God about trying to do something He's told you to do. Talk to your problems about what God has already done. I dare you to start speaking to your mountains. See, if you don't start speaking to your trouble will speak to you.
Philadelphia, get ready for the 2019 Change Experience. Join Pastors Creflo and Taffy Dollar for one day only.
God has blessed you, and He's overflowing His blessing in your life.
And how many know God will take care of everything concerning you?
Join us Friday, November 15th at the Hilton Philadelphia City Avenue Grand Ballroom for the greatest event of the year. For more information on how to register, visit CreflodollarMinistries.org.
This morning, I'm going to talk to you about the authority of the believer. It's going to be a little different. I'm going to challenge you to walk in the power that has already been given to you. I'm going to challenge you who keep going to God, asking God to do what He's already told you to do, to stop. I'm going to challenge you to become peculiar people, yet royal, and show you what you got. Amen? Amen. Amen. Let's begin in John chapter 1, verse 17. John 1:17. And in John chapter 1, verse 17, we've been talking about this contrast between different subjects in the Bible, the contrast between the law by Moses and the grace by Jesus Christ. And last week, we began and started with the contrast between performance by law versus performance by spiritual authority. In other words, what we saw last week was under the law was all about performance-based Christianity. The law was all about, if you want God to be good to you, you got to be good. The law was about, if you want to be righteous, then you got to work your own righteousness, okay? And we found out that under grace, you can't perform to try to do what Jesus has already done. Under grace, He's already done it. Your job is to believe and receive what He's already done. In fact, I told you that living in the flesh was about all about being under the law, trying to do good in your own self-effort. And so we declare that under the grace of God, you trying to do something to be righteous, you trying to perform to try to be redeemed, you trying to perform to try to, you know, have the wisdom of God or perform to try to be holy. It's what the church is teaching all over the world, telling you, you have to do this in order for God to do that. Every religion requires you to do something. Every religion has a bunch of demands in order to get God to do something for you. But under the grace of God, it's supply. And God says, if you believe it, the supply has already been given. Some of you are used, including myself, are used to going to church and said, if you want God to do this, then you got to do that. That is under the pattern of the Old Covenant. The Old Covenant is a performance-based covenant, which includes the Ten Commandments. But under grace, it's discovering what He's finished and then believing it, and then the Holy Spirit comes in and changes your behavior, and all kinds of wonderful things happen. Now, we're going to contrast this with, okay, if under grace we're just believing what Jesus has already done, in other words, we're having more faith in what Jesus has done instead of having more faith in what we can do, the question now arises, well, do we just do nothing? Well, the answer to that is when it comes to what Jesus has already done, you believe what he's already done. But then the other side of this coin is performing and doing something to activate your spiritual authority. Say spiritual authority.
Spiritual authority.
Now, under the covenant of grace, we have been given the right to command and the right to use God's power. We didn't deserve that right. We didn't earn for that right. This spiritual authority is not because of what you have done to deserve it. This spiritual authority is a result of God's unmerited favor. He favored you with the right to command. He favored you with the right to use spiritual authority. In other words, the power belongs to him, but he has graced you with the right to use his power. It's his power, but you have to use it in order to see results. If you understand that, say amen. So it's God's power, say it's God's power, but I have the authority or the right to use that power. So there are certain things on the planet, on the earth, if you don't do, you won't see results. For example, I don't have to perform to become righteous. Jesus has already done what's necessary for me to be righteous, and I believe it. But when it comes to the devil, and the Bible says, resist the devil and he'll flee from you, if I don't resist, he won't flee. When it comes to saying unto the mountain, if I don't speak to the mountain, why should I expect for it to move? There is authority that has been given to the Christian. It's grace-given authority that if you will accept the authority and learn how to use his power, then you will see supernatural results in the earth as a result of a righteous man who knows how to execute spiritual authority on the planet. If you understand that, say amen. All right, is everybody on the bus with me? I know that was a lot, but I think you see what we're saying. So I am going to talk to you about how to execute the spiritual authority. It's almost like you are a superhero and you don't know how to work your powers. You're a Superman and you don't know if you jump, you'll fly. Hallelujah. You a Batman. Well, Batman ain't got no power, but he has tools. But he has tools. Amen. And you have to know how to use them. And so those of you who gave your life to Jesus Christ and you made him your Lord and personal Savior, he put you on the planet, but he didn't put you here powerless. There's a devil loose, and there are demons loose. And their assignment is to kill, steal, and destroy. And they want to rip you apart every which way they know how. And you are a man and a woman of God clothed with an enormous amount of power. But if you're ignorant of what you got, you'll be beat up putting up with it because you think, well, praise the Lord, I'm under grace. He got it. Hallelujah. No. No, this is the time for you to execute your power. This is the time for you to pull off that suit and put on them tights and leap in one bounce. Are y'all hear what I'm saying? Because this is going to be really weird for some of you. Some of you just got born again and you ain't never heard about your authority. And the devil should be very afraid today, because thousands of people will walk out of here today informed about their power. Yeah, yeah, ba, ba, ba. Lord, glory to God. Man, I've been waiting all night to get here. All right, are you ready for this now? So we're talking about performing your spiritual authority. The word authority, literally, again, it is power to get, it's power given to you or a right to command. Let's do that. It's a right to command. Your grace-given right to command on this planet. As if you were God. You're not God. But if he was here, do you think he would put up with some of the stuff y'all put up with?
No.
Now, let's get on it. Let's go to, I didn't read John 1:17, but I'll read it since it's up there. John, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Now, let's go to Matthew chapter 10, and let's begin to dive into a discovery of your authority and a discovery of your power. Matthew 10, verses 1, and then I'm going to go to 7 and 8. Let's look at what your authority looks like. Okay? Matthew 10, verse 1. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them what?
Power.
He gave them power against what?
Unclean spirits.
Unclean spirits. To do what to them? So there is a such thing as unclean spirits. But even though unclean spirits may inhabit some people, those who have the power can do what? He gave them power also to do what? To heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. He gave them power. Now, some of you will hear this today like, it's ridiculous because you ain't never heard about it and you don't believe you can do it because you ain't never been taught what you got. So to you in your mind, this gonna sound ridiculous. I mean, when I said unclean spirits, it sounds ridiculous. You probably know somebody who has some unclean spirits. In fact, you might have had a couple of unclean spirits yourself. I ain't got time to talk to you about what unclean spirits are, but what the biggest thing the devil has been able to accomplish is to get people not to believe that he exists. They're preaching that right now. They're preaching it right now. Ain't no such thing as no devil. Ain't no such thing as an unclean spirit. Oh, that's wrong. I've cast them out. It's wrong. I've cast them out. You have to recognize them before understand that they're unclean, because you could be around something unclean and you'll just think, well, you know, somebody's just got drama in their life. And it could be deeper than that. And people who know it can deal with it. But people who don't know it tolerate it. They tolerate it as they just got a mental problem or something going on. And I used to work in a mental hospital where I used to see it all the time. And sometimes when, we couldn't figure out what was going on, I'd sneak around the corner and the room would dark and the guy sitting there, I mean, he's totally demon possessed. And he turns around, he says, I know you. I said, shh, I know. Now come out in the name of Jesus. And they get to going around doing that. And then what happened to me? What happened? Had no idea what was going on. Now, this sounds utterly ridiculous to you who have never heard it before. I pray to God that a couple of them would just manifest today so we can do a show and tell. That by me talking about it, that some of them just... And then if they do, I can just do a little show and tell. Come on now, here, Mr. Devil.
Gotta go.
You sitting around here scared, afraid of the exorcism. And I won't see that movie, that scared me. You have nothing. The child of God who knows he's got power ain't never got to be afraid of no devil nowhere. Where he made the plate move off the table. You can do that too. Just throw it. When he had called unto his disciples, 12 disciples, he gave them power. He gave them power. Now, this is a authority. Gave them authority or right to command unclean spirits, to cast them out, to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Now, let's look at power just for a moment. You've heard me share this illustration. Georgia Power is the power company here in Georgia that's responsible for providing power to our homes. They are responsible for making sure, that is, if you have paid your bill. They are responsible for making sure that power is available for your house. How many of you understand that? But how many of you know it is not their responsibility to come to your house, to come to a dark room and turn the switch on? Mm-hmm. That is your responsibility. They provide the power, you turn the switch on. What do you think, how do you think they will respond if you call them up, you know, 911, could you give me Georgia Power? Yes, who is this? Well, my room dark. Can you send somebody down here to turn the switch on? They're gonna say, what? Man, we don't do that. We supply the power, and we can see according to our instruments, you have the power. All you gotta do now, you got to flip the switch. If you don't flip the switch, you will not access what's already been made available to you.
Amen.
Same thing is true with God. He has provided the power, but He's not going to come down and flip the switch. If you don't flip the switch, darkness will still be there, but you, the whole time you're in darkness, all you had to do is flip the switch to access the power. How many situations have you been in? The power has been made available, but you didn't access the power by flipping the switch. Turn to your neighbor and say, it's time to flip the switch. Say this out loud, it's God's power, but I have to turn it on. The power belongs to Him, but I've got to flip the switch. Does everybody understand that? So first of all, I'm telling you that if you're a born-again Christian, power has been made available to you. Somebody says, well, I've never seen it. It's because you hadn't turned it on. 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 I was leaving South Carolina on Friday, I believe, after we finished the meeting there. And we didn't know if we could take out or not, take off or not. Pilot got down there and he says, I'm just gonna shoot the radar and see if something come up. And they said, nah, it's gonna probably be rough and it's gonna be that and all that kind of stuff. And I just had said a little short prayer. I said, Father, now we have authority. Now I can just sit here and listen to Him, or I can just flip the switch on. In the name of Jesus, I just thank you, Lord, that all will be well. You're gonna give us a great ride home and there'll be no trouble at all. All is well. I want you to know, and Taffy can attest to it, we took off. It was a smooth ride. We landed. Pilot came back afterwards. He said, well, I didn't expect that. And I thought, flip the switch.
Yeah.
Now, no. Well, now some of you have been, that ain't the reason why it happened. It just happened. Turn to your neighbor and say this, nothing just happens. Your first response is going to be the key to how things turn out. Because you have authority in your mouth. And you can open your mouth and release something crazy, or you can open your mouth and release something awesome. How are you going to flip the switch? Now, watch this, verse 7 and 8. Verse 7 and 8. And as you go, preach saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Verse 8, here it is again. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers. Wow. Now, please understand what he's saying. You heal the sick. Now, what have we been doing? We've been talking to God about healing the sick. We've been praying and asking God to do what He's already done. Now, let me give you two prayers that God will never answer. Number one, God will never answer a prayer where you're asking Him to do what He's already done. Number two, God will never answer a prayer when you ask God to do something that He told you to do. Never will be answered. And we are so busy talking to God about our problems instead of talking to our problems about what God has already done. When was the last time you spoke to your issue, insufficiency? and you said, in the name of Jesus, insufficiency, my God, according to Philippians, has already provided everything I'll ever need according to his riches in glory, in Jesus' name. When have you done that? No, you won't do that. Why? Because in your mind and in this world system, that's ridiculous. Well, you're not flipping the switch. You're letting the circumstance stay there, and it's going to talk to you. Your circumstance will talk to you. You look in your wallet, and they don't have no money in your wallet. Your wallet say, see there? I told you why we were broke. You let your circumstances talk to you instead of you talking to your circumstances. Quit talking to God about what he's already done. Quit talking to God about trying to do something he's told you to do. Talk to your problems about what God has already done. I dare you to start speaking to your mountains. See, if you don't start speaking to your trouble will speak to you. Mm-hmm. Be hungry and go in the refrigerator. Ain't nothing in the refrigerator. It will talk to you loud and clear. See, things will talk to you loud and clear. I found out Friday was National Donut Day. Soon as I landed, when I got to Columbia, South Carolina, the first thing I went by, not a donut store, but it was a Krispy Kreme donut factory. The devil is a lie. And the red sign, the hot sign. How many know about the hot sign? The blood of Jesus on all of you. Oh, the hot sign was on. Listen, the hot sign's on. It's National Donut Day.
You gotta celebrate.
Bro, Chris said, well, you gotta celebrate. And that's what that sign was saying to me. You gotta celebrate. And watch this. And you get one donut for free. The devil's a liar. One donut for free. For free. I told Taff, I said, maybe I can just walk from the hotel, go get that one donut from free, walk back, and it'll burn it all up. That's just too much trouble for one donut.
No way.
That sign started talking to you. And I remember one night driving down Riverdale and saw that the hot sign on, and that thing said it was hot on. And I heard it. I heard this. It said, Creflo. And I started talking back to her. I said, what? I said, boy, you need to come on up in here. Boy, you get a dozen, you get another dozen for free, man. Come on up here. You know you want to. And I said, I believe I will. Got up in there and did just what that voice said. Had two dozen of donuts. Ate about all of them when I got home. On the way home, Taff said, where you been? I said, I just been driving around. And she wiped my mustache. She said, you lying. You got sugar all on your mustache. If you don't start talking to your problems, they will start talking to you. I said, if you don't start talking to your problems, they will start talking to you. I said, if you don't start talking to your problems, you have authority in your mouth. You have authority in your words. Don't you sit there and let cancer talk to you. Don't you sit there and let debt talk to you. Don't you sit there and let unemployment talk to you. You talk to your problem about what God has already done. Amen. All right, so now look what it says. He says, now the implication is you heal the sick. Mm-hmm. You cleanse the lepers. All right, watch this. You raise the dead. Oh, doc, now come on. Yeah, we don't, because you don't believe it. Christians don't believe. The issue today is that the believers are not believing. Satan is a defeated foe.
It's time we walk in the authority God has given us over the enemy.
Every attack of the enemy is going to begin with an attempt to attack who you are in Christ.
For a love gift of $12.95 or more, we would like to offer you this powerful series, The Contrast, Identity versus Performance.
He did not put you on this earth powerless. And I'm telling you, in these last days, it is time for the body of Christ to stand up in the power and the authority that Jesus has given unto us. And it is time to let the world see us operate in this authority and in this power. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up against me, I condemn it.
Call or go online to order today. Philadelphia, get ready for the 2019 Change Experience. Join Pastors Creflo and Taffy Dollar for one day only. You don't want to miss this dynamic event filled with power-packed praise.
Everything that God says that's in the Word is for us.
It totally changed our life, and that's why we couldn't wait to get here.
It's about recognizing who you are in Christ. And how many know God will take care of everything concerning you?
God has blessed you, and He's overflowing His blessing in your life. And you're not normal. You're not average. You're supernatural children of the Almighty God. It's time to act like it.
Join us Friday, November 15th at the Hilton Philadelphia City Avenue Grand Ballroom for the greatest event of the year. Come and expect to be completely transformed. For more information on how to register, visit CreflodollarMinistries.org.
Change is inevitable. As the world moves forward in the direction of information, the church must still fill a gaping void in the spirit of man. Here at World Changers, we understand the importance of using technology to connect with each of you on a broader yet intimate scale. Our marketing team is constantly working to bring the gospel of Christ to thousands of viewers and followers around the world. We're revamping our social media channels, and we want you to get involved. Follow us on Instagram at @IamCreflodollar, also Twitter at @Creflo_Dollar, and Facebook at Creflo Dollar Ministries. Now, you can also watch live teachings on Instagram, Periscope, YouTube, and Facebook Live. This is going to be a blessing to your life, and I also want to inform you about our YouTube channel. We want to make the Word of Grace available throughout every voice of social media. God bless you.
There is a purpose for your life, and you are meant to do great things. The key to reaching your destiny is to grow in your understanding of God's grace. Introducing Grace Life Academy, an innovative approach to learning God's Word. Grace Life Academy offers unlimited access with hundreds of hours of online teachings from Creflo Dollar. For one low monthly subscription, you'll have access to comprehensive video Bible lessons that include features such as e-courses, study guides, an online community, quizzes, and more. In as little as 15 minutes a day, you can study God's Word, be encouraged, and learn how to study the Bible, how to overcome fear, how to better your relationships, and so much more. And the best news, it's free for 30 days. Now is the time for you to take control of your life and join Grace Life Academy. Text GLA to 51555 to get started right now, or go online to mygracelifeacademy.com.
Because of you, Creflo Dollar Ministries is providing a new understanding of grace and empowering change in the lives of millions of people every day. Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe.